You know, it stopped again, right? Okay, I'm sorry.
It just keeps going back and forth. Okay, we're good.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to make sure I can continue talking once you're ready. Oh, you got a lot of gray on your face there, Mayor. Oh, sorry.
Everybody ready? We're yes. Being joined by Daisy. All right. Okay. Everything worked out?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I just, before the recording ended, I just want to just make sure everybody's aware. 34 and 35, I heard you say that Mr. Tessaro is going to be the zoning officer. I just want to point out that the agenda that we have, 35 says appointment of zoning officer, but it seems to be the same exact wording as 34. I don't have a problem.
It was corrected, Mr. Luciano.
I never got it. I just wanted to make sure that we're all... Because that's why I wasn't sure how the mayor was saying Gino when I have here Artie. But okay, that's all. I just want to make sure.
All right. So we had a motion. Is that right? We had this in a second, or are we still at the motion stage?
We're supposed to do roll call.
Okay. So we had discussion, and now we have roll call.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman Park? Oh, hold on one moment. I think
he might not be back yet.
Yeah. No, he's not back yet.
All right, just give it a minute, please.
And Ms. Borcher, this is from 34 to 38, correct?
This is from, yes.
Thank you.
Actually, it's 33, I'm sorry, 33.
33, okay, thank you.
What is the full name of the gentleman that's in zoning again?
Gino Tessaro, I believe.
Gino Tessaro.
He's our construction code official.
Mark is back.
Is he back?
Okay. Yes.
So, Councilman Park, we were voting on 22-33 through 22-38. With the names that I provided before we took a break.
Mr. Mayor, I don't mean to, one moment, please, but are we certain that Tessaro is the zoning officer? I thought that that was the previous year's zoning officer and he was replaced. I just want to make sure we're taking the proper vote.
I've known it to be Mr. Art Sapelza. It's been him.
That's what I had thought it was. I thought it was Mr. Sapelza as well.
Oh, I see. Okay, so the list that was provided had Tesoro. So replace that with Sapelza.
Okay.
Let's just, in the interest of good order, let's just have the motion over, please.
Did I make that motion?
Yes.
That's what. Yeah. Okay. I make the motion.
Do you have a second?
I think Tim did it.
Council President Kutrubis, you still making the second?
Yeah, I'll make the second.
Okay. Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
33, yes. 34, no. 35, no. 36, yes. 37, yes. 38, yes.
Councilman Luciano?
34, no. 35, no. 36, yes. 37, no. And 38, yes.
Council President Kutrubis.
Hey, hold on, was that, did he miss 33 or did we, no, we did 33, right?
Yes.
I think we did 33, yeah. Right.
Council President Kutrubis.
So yes to 33. I'm going to abstain from 34 and 35. Yes to 36, 37, 38.
Okay, mate, passes.
Okay. So the next resolution is 22-39, the appointment of a municipal judge. What I wanted to do here is thank Judge Saperstein for his years of service. He's retired, I believe, or at least retired from being a judge. I don't think he ever retires being an attorney. And so I thank him and the service that he provided to our town during the pandemic. And he continued with his staff servicing the municipal court. The other thing I'm very happy to do here is to nominate a person who I think will do a great job and just a tremendous person. And with that, I nominate Carolina Calderon. She's a great lawyer. She's a great mom. She's a great wife. She's a great friend. Very proud of everything she's accomplished in her life. And she's got great kids and great husband who's got a great restaurant. So with that, I nominate Carolina Calderon. And I hope I have a second, a motion and a second and a vote.
A second. I make a motion.
Second.
Discussion?
Are we going to still go by your rule that I think is a few years old of no political contributions for your appointments?
Of course.
Oh, okay. And we have RFQs of retired Superior Court judges. We have other judges sitting. I just want to make sure that this was your choice, right?
This is my choice. I don't track contributions at all. And quite frankly, Carolina is a great person and she'll be a great judge. And I hope you will give her the chance to prove that to you, Mr. Luciano, because it sounds like you're...
I'm sure she's an awesome attorney. I just asked a question because I know you made such an issue of it about political contributions. And I know she's been an active political partisan participant. As a matter of fact, I believe, can I please finish? Can I please finish? I believe that she's also ran in a partisan election in this town not too long ago. So I just want to make sure that your rules that you've held everybody else to about not making political contributions are still the same. Or if they change, hey, they can change. I accept that. But I think you should just admit it. That's all.
I think she's a great person for this role. And she's got the right temperament, unlike you, to do anything in public or society. So that's my recommendation.
But we show our true colors.
You always do.
You absolutely do, too.
So is there any other discussion? Okay, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
Abstain.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Council President Kutrubis?
I wish Ms. Calderon well. Yes.
It passes.
Great. This is actually the most important thing for me tonight, is to make sure that we have the court in the capable hands of Carolina Calderon. I am so delighted, so happy for you, Carolina. I want you to get sworn in as soon as possible. I think there's a court date on January 20th, but I think Judge Saperstein was covering that one still. But you guys could coordinate the handoff. And if you need assistance getting sworn in, happy to be there. And again, congratulations. If you're on, you're on. So can you unmute Carolina?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate it. I thank the council. I am very, when it comes to my profession, I take it very seriously. And just to ease Mr. Luciano's mind, I have a legal mind. I follow the law. I believe in justice and fairness, irrespective of political party. So I just want to thank everybody, thank the mayor, thank everybody who voted for me, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'm not sure, would I be the first female judge? I don't know.
No, I think Bonnie Migdal was, and she's now, I think, the assignment judge of
Bernie. Yes, so, she is.
So you're-
Would I be the first Hispanic judge?
I believe you are. I definitely believe you are. And I'm delighted about all that, but most delighted that you're a great lawyer and you'll be a great jurist. And Your Honor, we're happy to have you be part of our municipal court.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I'd like to wish you well as well. I mean, I don't take my no vote as something personal. I'm sure you have a very good legal mind. But I will ask you, have you made political contributions to anybody in Englewood Cliffs?
Well, in the past, it's only been $100. So,
okay. Well, I wish you all the best, and your husband, you and your husband do have a good restaurant. I will agree with the mayor on that. Very, very good restaurant.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Luciano, I see Ms. Geiger's on. Try to be kind.
I think I just was kind. I didn't think I did anything wrong
I see the little wheels in your little brain turning already. Just be kind.
My little, and you talk about name calling, right, sir? Yeah.
So just be kind.
Yeah. Okay. I wish you would follow your own rules.
All right. So Carolina, all the best.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So for 22-40, prosecutor, I nominate Mark Raimondo, and we'll just do all these together. Public defender, and I thank Mark, he's been doing that for a while, and he's managed to be completely non-political, and I appreciate that, as the court should be. And I'm also asking Carolina to be completely non-political also, which I know she will. Public defender, Jill Cater. Again, I thank her for all her work, and they've done a great job in the court. And I don't have a public defender for conflict, so we'll have to revisit that. Do we have anyone right now? It's not on my list.
No, we don't.
All right, so I'm not sure if we could find someone, and I think we should. So that's that. And then the violations clerk, it's a part-time position, violations clerk, Diane Froelich. She's also done a great job, and I appreciate all of their help. So this is voting on resolutions 22-40 through 22-43. A motion?
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Give a roll call.
Councilman Farrell?
Yes.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Just because. Councilman
President Katrubas?
Yes.
He passes.
If you bear with me for 1 minute, I had a list for the other appointments. Give me 1 minute.
17. So she's lying right off the bat. $690.
Okay. For planning board, actually, for Board of Health, we have there are no open appointments right now, according to my records that I've been provided. Is that correct, Ms. Borchers?
We do have some open, my so give me one moment.
The large sheet that I was provided with says no open appointment.
No, the second sheet should have the second sheet had the other one.
All right, so
do you want me to read the names, Mayor?
Yes.
Okay, it would be Aaron Capuano.
Yes, and I thank him for his service.
Anthony Classy.
Awesome guy.
And Vincent Margiotta.
Yeah, awesome guy. Okay. Anyone else?
That's it. Just the three seats that are open.
Okay, so I would like to reappoint all of them. And I thank everyone who serves on this committee. I know it's been a challenge during the pandemic. So have a motion.
Make the motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mensch, is this mayor's direct appointments on these, or are these?
I believe Board of Health is mayor with advice and consent.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you.
Do a roll call.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Yes to Mr. Classy, no to the other two, please.
Council President Petruvis.
Yes.
It passes.
Okay, thanks. For Shade Tree Commission, what I'd like to do is I want to coordinate those appointments at a later date with Mr. Luciano and Mr. Di Gregorio. Please don't speak when I'm speaking. I'd like to have the Shade Tree Commission work with the other committees that we will have tonight and come back to me with a plan and then I'll make appointments there. So we're gonna put those aside for now. Environmental Commission. I would for Environmental, actually I'm following a different list. So hold on, let me go back to the other Board of Health. All right, we'll do Planning Board. So on Planning Board, I would appoint Fran Correa to a new term as a Class 4 member. I would appoint Thomas Kim to a 4-year term as a Class 4 member. And I would appoint Donald G to the unexpired term of 1 year. Class 4 alternate members. Those I would appoint Rivka Bigetz and Penny Rizzulli. A Class 2 member, Borough Rep 1 year. JP Lee would be the reappointed borough rep. And I would ask Councilman Farrow to be reappointed as the liaison to the planning board. So I think I've gotten them all done. And I thank everyone for their work on that board. And I hope the state of New Jersey lets you be a board again, because right now there's the first thing we learn in school is the separation of powers and we now have the judiciary running a planning board. And of course, that doesn't work. And hopefully at some point we'll have a Supreme Court decision saying that the court should be the court, municipalities should be the municipalities, legislature should legislate, and everybody go back to where you belong, all right? So that's it. Have a motion, please.
Mayor, can I just ask you, I want to make sure that on the appointments, can I just have Laura repeat them back one time to make sure the right classes are, I don't want a problem with the appointment not being
I have Correa as class four for the four-year term.
Right, reappointment. Have,
yes, Kim, right, for the four-year term, class four.
Now it's Kim, right.
Yep.
Donald, I think you said Donald, for Donald, the unexpired term Donald, of 1 year.
Probably should always get the information.
Which is the unexpired, the one-year unexpired term? Carolina Calderon's term?
I believe so, yes.
And you have the class for alternate. You said big. Hold on 1 second. Bigots.
Rivka Bigots.
Yes. And you have Andrew Zuli.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have the JP Lee.
Right.
For his reappointment. And Councilman Farrell.
Right. As the liaison.
For the 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay. So just don't. Ariel Valari is not being reappointed, Mayor?
No.
Okay. So that still leaves, I believe, one vacant class four spot.
Oh.
These are all mayoral appointments, Mr. Mensch?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll come back to that.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you, Mayor.
I have to talk to Mr. Valeri. I wasn't sure if he wanted to do it more.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank him for his service also. So I need a motion.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Got a vote?
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Did we have discussion?
I don't know if he called for discussion or not, but Mr. Mensch, does a class three appointment get, is that the mayor or per statute? I think that's a council appointment.
Yeah, guys,
call for discussion. Two of you were talking to each other, though.
Yeah, no, but I want to make, because I'm looking up the law, and it looks to me as though a class three appointment is the council appointment, not the mayoral appointment. So I try to follow the law, and I bring it to the attention of the council so that we do follow the law, unlike the mayor.
Okay. To be clear, all the appointments except for the class three are direct by the mayor. The council does not need to vote or approve them. They're the mayor's appointments unilaterally. Correct. The class three appointment is a council appointment.
Thank you.
So the mayor has indicated his preference for Councilman Farrell. Ultimately, the council has to make that designation.
I just want to make sure we're following the law.
Councilman DiGregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
No.
Council President Kutrubis.
Yes.
May it passes.
Sounds like it passes, gentlemen. Environmental Commission. So I appoint, and I think there's one, is there one member here that goes on the planning board?
Yes, Mayor. When you have Environmental Commission, one has to go on. You do have some vacancies, and obviously you have the vacant class four, so you can always fill that at a later date.
All right, so actually what I would do is, so this person from the Environmental Commission is a class four member on the planning board?
Yes, Mayor.
Okay, and so how does that work? Is it the chair that becomes class four?
You would determine, you appoint the Environmental Commission members, and then you would determine which of the Environmental Commission members you want to appoint to the Planning Board.
Okay, so my appointments would be Yang Chang as Chairperson Inspector.
Very well prepared.
Jack Geyer and Maria Valari. As a member and also as the Class 4 Planning Board member. And then there'll be some vacancies. I just need to go and find people to do this.
And there's no vote required on that, on those appointments.
Okay. Oops. And then local emergency planning council. I think these are by title, right? Although the mayor, borough administrator, building inspector, fire chief, the fire department representative. Who's that representative right now from the fire department?
I don't recall. Hold on one moment, Mayor. Let me see if I have an email for that.
This is me, and he's so unprepared. It's unbelievable.
We could move on, and then we could just remind me to fill that in.
Sure.
Health officer, infection control is from the Board of Health, police chief, police captain, police lieutenant. I'll let the police chief recommend those. And sanitary inspector, public safety chair, superintendent of schools, public works superintendent, and the tax assessor. So those are all by title except the ones that I mentioned. I don't know why on our agenda we have a zoning board of adjustment, but we don't have that board. Mayor Parisi in a political maneuver got rid of that board so he could have his way with trying to find more ways to make money for himself through the town. So that next on the agenda are committees, right? The standing committees of the council. So I could, what I'll do is I will run through all these and then we'll have one vote at the end. Is that right?
Mayor, I have to comment, if I may. This is taking an undue amount of time and it seems to me—
I'm sorry, you're showing up as Glenn Luciano. So have you guys just completely merged each other?
That's fine, excuse me.
Yeah, you asked that before. So yes, we're one person.
I'm just saying that you don't know who is doing what, you don't know who to assign, and it's a great waste of time.
I think we're doing very well here. If you have other places to go, go. But quite frankly, there's a lot of things to do here. It's a reorganization meeting. I'm sorry, Mr. DiGregorio, you may miss tonight's episode of Breaking Bad, but just sit there if you want, or leave if you want. I don't really care. And I also don't need the ad hominem attacks, okay?
I'm just
Laura making, and I are trying to coordinate this. Laura and I are trying to coordinate this.
Thank you.
All right?
Thank you.
I know, this is going to be in your next video. It's fine.
Just an observation, so you can move on.
It looks like two of you are sitting on each other's laps.
We are.
Yeah.
You have a problem with that?
Well, you're both on the same microphone, which is confusing.
That's because you complained before that we were getting feedback.
Okay, so public safety. As I said, as I was interrupted by Mr. DiGregorio, and I'll read all through these, so it'll give Mr. DiGregorio and Mr. Luciano a chance to read their emails from Karen Geiger telling them what to do or not to do, or what to say, not to say. So for public safety,
have a lying attorney.
And the first name I call in each of these committees will be the chair, okay? So for public safety, and I'll just go by last names, no disrespect intended here, but it's gonna be faster. Public safety, Farrow, Park, DiGregorio. Lighting, Katrubis, Park, DiGregorio. Transportation, Luciano, Katrubis, Park. Buildings and grounds, Katrubis, Ferro, and Luciano. DPW, Ferro, Park, DiGregorio. Finance, Katrubis, Park, DiGregorio. Recreation, Katrubis, Ferro, Park. Sanitation, Ferro, Park, DiGregorio. Legal, Katrubis, Ferro, Park. Beautification, DiGregorio, Park, Ferro. Recycling, Ferro, Park, DiGregorio. Historical, Park, Ferro, Katrubis. Clean Communities, DiGregorio, Park, Ferro. Economic Development, Park, Katrubis, Ferro. Agenda, Katrubis, Ferro, Park. Okay, so I think to answer your question, Mr. DiGregorio, that was pretty efficient. So can I have a motion?
Can I have a point of order?
Make the motion.
Have a second?
Second.
Can I please have a point
of discussion? You may speak now.
I believe you're violating our bylaws. Our bylaws clearly state that every one of us will have chair at least three committees. And from my count, even just using my fingers without a calculator, is that you haven't really broken them up according to your own bylaws, which I know it's not to your preference, but that's what our bylaws say. So I'm looking for either a parliamentary inquiry or a point of order with regard to our bylaws that our mayor is quite clearly not following.
That's why
if we were prepared and had the list before.
That's okay.
Actually, gentlemen, this is our committees, not the mayor to dictate our committees. These are committees that are generated and created for the council to assist the council in doing their job better. And if you guys are going to allow the mayor to violate our bylaws that we just voted on tonight, more power to you. You're in the majority, but I'm going to point out that our bylaws.
Well, why don't you stop talking for a minute and let's ask Mr. Mensch for an opinion. And if it turns out that you need to have more committees to chair, then I have no problem doing that. But
don't you know the bylaws?
I don't know them by heart. I rely on counsel. So
I know.
Hey, Captain Luciano, the bylaws that I'm looking at indicate that the standing committees of the council, so it consists of three council members, these are the committees, each council member should be the chair of at least one of the standing committees named and a member of at least two others. I don't see, from a nomination process, is that the mayor shall name all the committees. The council can concur. If the council does not concur with what the mayor just said, then the council can make its own proposal. But that's what I see, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mensch.
Sounds like I'm going to just double check that there might have been one slip up. You have, Mr. Luciano, I know you're a hard worker and you want more, but you got transportation as chair. You're part of building and grounds. So, Mr. Mensch, I need to give him one more.
Yes, Mayor, by my count, it looks like.
All right, so kind of aligning up skill sets where you should be. I will take DiGregorio off of lighting, and I will put Luciano on lighting, and it'll be chaired by Katrubis. And Park and Luciano will be part of that. Okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you following the rules.
But actually, it's not what you said. It's different, right? You're not chairing three. You're chairing one.
Well, you still weren't following.
For the record, when you and Karen Geiger write your little
hit following tomorrow, the rules. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. So when you and Karen Geiger write your little hit piece tomorrow, make sure you get that straight.
You did get what you're supposed to.
Okay.
Name calling, right?
Yep. No, that was a name calling. That was a hit piece, right? So.
Yeah.
Okay. Please don't sue over this. It's really not worth your time.
Well, I won't. Not with the, you know, not unless you spend $1 million and okay. only
for right. 100,000. So that's it, everyone. Those are the standing committees. And if I have a motion, did we have that already? Or will you?
No, we didn't.
No, okay. Can we have a motion, please?
So move.
Have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? The roll call.
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
Oh.
Council President Kitrubis?
Yes.
All right. So those pass. And okay, so let's go to new business, please.
Mr. Mayor, I have a I'd like to make a motion, please.
Yes, sir.
One moment. Yeah. Okay, I'd like to make a motion ratifying resolution 21-250, the authorized the scope of work to Stone and Manganini done originally on December 28th. May I have a second?
Second.
The discussion?
Councilman Kitrubis, are we going, is this going to be a regular occurrence on every meeting that we're going to be surprised at the end of the meeting with a resolution? Did you just think this up during this meeting? Because I would greatly appreciate it. And I would hope that my fellow council members would appreciate that if you're anticipating a resolution, you would have the common courtesy of sharing it with your fellow council members instead of just springing it on at the end of the meeting. With, you know, I have a resolution. I think it's troubling that now I think for the last three or four meetings, it's the same MO. And I think that you're better than that. And I think you know that out of common courtesy for the rest of your council members, that's not the way we should be doing it, even though we know we can do it besides what the mayor has been telling us for a year.
So that's a nice comment. It's a matter of practicing what you preach, and you certainly don't practice or preach that. So anyone know, else
Mayor,
have
discussion? If we needed something from you, we'd squeeze your head, Mayor. So just remember that.
Anyone else have discussion? Okay. Let's have a vote, please.
Usman Park.
Could it?
Yes.
Could that be read?
We're voting now. We're voting. Discussion is
Usman Farrow.
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
No.
Councilman Luciano?
Absolutely not. And thank you, Councilman, Council President Kitrubis and Mayor Kranjak.
Council President Kitrubis?
Yes.
It passes.
You know, I just realized that my agenda is missing opening to the public. So let's have a motion to open to the public.
Not on the agenda. I don't have, we didn't do it the last three meetings. I mean, but I don't have a problem.
No, we did actually, but you were late and you missed it. Remember?
I know I was at
20
the
minutes late. So, this is not discussion. Can I have a motion to open to the public? I want motion. The public, Kevin.
Motion.
Got a second?
Motion. Second.
Laura, did you get that? It was a little confusing.
I didn't get the second.
Going to open it to
I made public. The motion.
Ms. Borchers needs you to speak one at a time, so she.
Can I applaud record. My fellow council members
who's,
for opening.
Who seconded?
Luciano, can you just stop speaking? She needs to understand who made the motion and who seconded.
Councilman Farrell motion.
Glenn Luciano made this. David D. Gregorio did right. the motion, and I did the second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. So, if you're a member of the public, please virtually raise your hand or signal. To us so that we can call upon you. State your name and address once you recognize. I don't see anyone. If I'm missing you, just unmute yourself.
Motion to close the meeting to the public.
I'm sorry, hold on a second. If I'm missing you and you want to say something, please just unmute yourself and say it.
I don't see anyone.
Okay, seeing and hearing no one. Mrs. O'Shea had her hand up.
Yes, Mary O'Shea, 12 Irving Avenue. I'm sorry, I hit that little reaction button, but I guess it doesn't show up that quick.
That family feud. You got to hit it faster.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's why I had to wave my real hands. A couple of things. I'm concerned about some of the advice the interim acting or whatever borough attorney has been given the council. At some of the previous recent meetings, I have made comments regarding what I felt were fails or errors in the meeting. There was errors in public notices regarding where the meeting was held. There was errors in the public notices saying what was on the agenda. There was errors in the public notice that there was no public notice. There was errors in the agendas, didn't detail the agenda. Then at the meetings, when you would go into private session, it would just say legal. It didn't detail the different items you would be discussing. And then when Councilman Katrubis on two occasions introduced resolutions that were not given out to the public, the public had no printed media to review. The public had no opportunity to comment. And Mr. Munch on both occasions said it was okay because they can be introduced and, you know, you don't have to open to the public and, you know, they took a vote. And now the town is being sued by Democrat Councilman DeGorio, Councilman Luciano, ex-councilwoman Sabari, Karen Geiger, Tony Morfessis, Lynn Norton,
Carol McMorrow.
Marcy Whitman is in this lawsuit, suing the town, the mayor, Katrubis, Mark Park, and Ramon Farrow for the same things that Mr. Munch said was okay. Yet Mr. Munch continues to give advice that's incorrect. And I believe that this lawsuit that is happening right now would not have happened if the clerk knew her job and did it properly. It would not happen if the acting person, Jewel Thompson Chin, reviewed the agendas, reviewed the work of the clerk, reviewed the notifications to make sure they were correct. And if the attorney reviewed them to make sure they were correct. We're being sued because of the people that are supposed to be doing the job are not doing their jobs correctly. And this all started on September 13th when Mr. Park and Mr. Katrubis, Mr. Luciano and Mr. DeGorio made their under the parking lot meeting and fired the borough clerk, the borough administrator, Carol McMorrow, who was doing an excellent job. And none of these types of deficiencies occurred while she was there. Okay. Besides the fact now she was instrumental in obtaining the 9% tax credits on the affordable housing development on Hudson Terrace. Okay, she filed all the timelines, she did all the work. But whoever's talking, please don't interrupt. Okay, that was what's going on is wrong. Okay, and Mr. Munch now tonight said Mr. Luciano doesn't have a conflict. I tend to differ. Mr. Luciano and Mr. DeGorio have a conflict on any of the attorneys because they are suing the council and the attorneys that were spoken of. They have a conflict. They should not be voted on any attorneys. They shouldn't be any in any private sessions relative to those things. Okay, this is all wrong. And Mr. Munch, Jewel Thompson Chin, and Laura Borges are all complacent in their jobs and they don't do the work.
What happened?
I think the mayor put her in a waiting room.
No, I don't have control over anything. Ms. Borchers, Ms.
No, I didn't, Mayor.
She disappeared.
I didn't.
I'm not saying you did. I'm just asking if you could find her.
It seems like one of the settings was changed probably by accident. We have a different view as well.
She went mid-sentence. We lost her.
Maybe she lost internet connection, which is probably more of a probability than anybody doing anything surreptitiously.
No one said that anyone did surreptitious work here. We're just saying that she's calling in. Hello. All right, so Mrs. O'Shea call is on the phone. She's saying she's trying to get back in. She said somebody threw her out. So can you bring her back in? Can you try to dial back in, please? Can you try to log in?
Quick, that was on the phone.
Be back.
Councilman, is the majority going to uphold the 5-minute rule, or are we not going to uphold the 5-minute rule?
Mr. Luciano, I was cut out of the meeting while I was speaking, okay? And just because I'm talking. I still have the floor, Mr. Luciano.
You have the floor.
Thank you.
Be respectful, Mr. Luciano.
Thank you. I got cut out. Whoever got the control knocked me out, okay? You know how that is, Mr. Luciano. I got put out, okay?
Well, as far as I know, just for the record, Ms. Borchers is the only person with any control. Although Mika De Gregorio is looking pretty guilty up there at the moment. So, continue. Go ahead, Mrs. O'Shea.
It's just that all these errors are happening and they shouldn't be happening. And if the people were doing their jobs properly from Mr. Munch, from Thompson Chin, and from Ms. Borges, we wouldn't be being sued. Okay. Because the errors and the things that happened that should not have happened would not have happened, okay? And that's all I want to say. And I really think people have to start taking responsibilities for the things that they're doing, because I sit at those meetings and I get very upset with what I see happening. And that's from all sides. No public comment and introducing things that people don't have access to. It's wrong. It's very wrong. Thank you very much.
I agree with you, Ms. O'Shea, and thank you. Happy, healthy New Year to you.
Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to be heard? All right, if we're not seeing you, or if you're on a telephone, just unmute yourself so we don't miss you. Okay, can I have a motion to end the public discussion?
Excuse me.
I thought she was done.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I think that part of what I was saying, I kept talking when I wasn't there, and I didn't speak to it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. We'll make this exception.
May I? I'm sorry, because I was talking, and I really wasn't on there.
Yeah, so under the circumstances, we'll make this exception.
Okay, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. One of the things that I was saying was that the comment that Mr. Munch gave regarding seating Councilwoman Kinga Zemecki tonight is very inaccurate, because she was sworn in by the with a name from the municipal committee, following all the state law guidelines with that subject. And she was sworn in before a resolution was passed not to seat her. Okay, so his saying that it has to go back to the municipal committee is incorrect. She is duly sworn in as a councilwoman and the choice of the municipal committee, and she was sworn in before the resolution not to to fill that seat was passed. Okay, so for him saying it's got to go back to the municipal committee is incorrect. And I think tonight you should, one of the motions that Mr. Katruba should make, as he makes motions at the end of the meeting, should be to repeal the resolution that was to keep the seat open. All he has to do is make a motion that to repeal the motion that was made, the resolution that was made to keep the seat open. Doing that, I'm sure he would get a motion and a second, and then you could seat Councilwoman Kinga Zemecki, because she was sworn in. And I also want to know who swore in Luciano and DeGorio.
I don't know.
I saw a video on TV that they posted of ex-Mayor Parisi swearing them in. And I don't know if an ex-mayor has the authority to swear somebody in. I thought it had to be an elected official or an attorney. Mr. Munch, does it have to be an elected official, currently elected official, or an attorney to swear somebody in?
There's a whole list. I'd have to pull up the statute, and when they get the forms from Councilman Luciano and Councilman DiGregorio, I'll make sure that it's proper, and if not, I'll swear them in afterwards.
Okay, because otherwise they shouldn't be voting tonight.
Ms. Borchers, do you have the oath of office?
The oath of office was dropped off at the Borough Hall, Mayor. As you know, I've been home for the last couple of days.
Have you inspected them by copy?
No, because I didn't get the copy sent to me.
Okay, well, if Mayor Parisi swore them in, and he's not an elected official, he's not an attorney, all the votes that they took this evening should be voided because they are not sworn in for their new term. Thank you.
Okay, we'll check that. Okay, can I have a motion to end the public portion?
Make the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed, recusing, or abstaining? Okay, thank you.
Mayor, I would like to make a motion.
Yes.
I would like to make a motion to dissolve the Affordable Housing Committee.
Okay, is there a second for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, is there a discussion? Okay, can I have a vote?
Councilman Park? Councilman Park?
Oh.
I didn't hear him. Councilman, how did you vote?
No.
Councilman Farrow?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Councilman DiGregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Yes.
Councilman Katrubis?
No.
Councilman Katrubis?
What's the vote?
You have, there were 3-2.
Okay, thank you. Any other new business?
Can I be recognized for a moment, Mayor, please?
Yes, if it's new business.
I would just like to state that since we just dissolved the Affordable Housing Committee, that our attorney, Mr. Mensch, communicate with whoever they've been any and all of our law firms, that the civilian on our committee and our council members on that committee, that they are no longer to communicate with, that they need, and especially not only communicating with the mayor, but I wish that we would send them a letter and let them know that they need to communicate with the council, that their bills need to come to the finance office, not to the mayor, so that we can get bills promptly instead of when the mayor wants to release them to us. So I would just request that you please send them a letter and let them know that they need to communicate with the council as a whole, or at least the very least, the committee, our legal committee. And then maybe I'm hoping and praying that maybe this year we'll get, you know, an update. I know the mayor has had over 200 emails with Cadwalader and not one update to the council. So I would respectfully request that you let them know not to be communicating with anybody that's not on the council. Thank you, sir.
All right, let me have the floor for a minute. So I support this move because it really should be ultimately the council that is responsible for dealing with the deficient, I would say suspect, affordable housing settlement. It should also be the council that deals with the four attorneys that sold us out and all the conspirators that I think we'll be naming in the lawsuits that I want to continue. Because I want to continue, as I mentioned in my speech tonight, bringing justice for this town. And the way the council does this is through the legal committee. Okay, that's what it's there for. And I have no problem having Mr. Mensch inform the various law firms and telling them that they are to speak to the chair of that committee, and that chair of committee is to inform the council, the governing body. Now, your comment about the invoices, if I get them, I forward them to Jewel Thompson Chin. If she doesn't send them to you, she doesn't send them to you, but I'm not your secretary. If I get them, as I said, I send them to her. If you need a secretary, make a motion and maybe we'll get one for you so they could read everything to you as well.
Mr. Mayor, with all
the other respect, thing, I still have
you
the
get form. An invoice, you should have the decency.
I don't know, I'm not your secretary. Council. I send it to the Jewel.
It has
Thompson
nothing to do with being a secretary, sir. It has to do with share. You sued,
I send it to the administrator. I send it to the administrator.
We're not sharing information with you.
You're
all
interrupting.
I'm asking is that you please.
You're interrupting. I know what you're asking.
Share it with
and
us.
I'm telling you that I
please
am not
share
going to be,
it with us.
I share
please
it with,
share it with us. That's all.
Are
just
you
like
finished?
You wanted.
Are you finished? Because you're interrupting.
Not yet. Please share it with
no,
us.
No, go ahead and finish. Show the world how
if
you are.
If you stop talking, I'll finish.
No, I was speaking. You interrupted me.
Gentlemen, where are
you
we in this process?
Me.
Hold on a second.
You
hold
sit
on a
down.
Second.
Let me finish. Let me finish. All right? If I get something, I send it to the people that we pay a salary to. If they don't send it to you, it's not my fault. It's their fault. Okay? And if you're not happy with that, fix it. Okay? Number one. Number two, I don't have 200 emails with anyone. Okay, so you can pull up numbers out of the air or other bodily parts that you have, but it's not 200 emails, okay? And
I'll
if there were,
the
if there were, those are emails that I review, okay? Whatever they are.
It's the so mayor, if I'm,
you
I'm
have
sorry.
Such a problem with having a mayor that actually has a brain, unlike what you had for 42 years, okay? You just had a thug, and you're the thug that's right. Trying to come up. I'm not going to let you.
Name calling.
So, gentlemen, please.
Wait, can one stop second, that? Please. No,
Mr. Katrubis has the floor.
I was just
where are we in the process
and
right
I should
now?
Be able to respond.
You,
okay?
Mr. Katrubis has the floor.
I should be able to respond.
No, no, you
it's
have
not
been recognized by me. I am the
okay?
Chair.
It's not
now,
necessary.
Now, what I'm
going to
say,
Mr. Katrubis,
this is why it spirals out of control, Mr. Councilman.
Mr. Katrubis has the floor.
This is why.
I'd like to make a motion to repeal tonight's motion that I made and also to repeal motion 248 that I made on December 8th, when we made the we approved the $55,000 payment to Cadwalader. I'd like to repeal 250 and 248.
I don't know if
we're going to go down the path. If we're going to go down the path.
I don't know what those
no
are.
No affordable housing committee. I am pulling support, Mr. Mayor. I want to repeal those two motions, 248 and 250. And congratulations, Ramon. You just destroyed the town. Thank you.
Councilman, if I may, can you please clarify for us what those two resolutions were again, please?
It sounds like, Mr. Katrubis, you have trouble like separating issues, right?
No, I don't have trouble separating anything. I don't.
The issue
I'm
of
not,
litigation
I am
is
not,
separate from the
I am
committee.
Not. I am Mr. Mayor, leave it
you're
alone.
The elected
I
official.
Want to repeal number 248.
Mr. Mehta is not the elected official.
Down that path, right, Mr. Park?
248 was the motion that I made for Cadwalader back in December 8th.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you collect yourself?
I'm not. I'm collected.
Then,
I don't think
no,
you're collected.
We don't know
and
what
Ramon is definitely. No, no. I know. I know.
You know, but we don't know. The council has to vote on it.
I know perfectly. Okay, you don't know, and Ramon definitely doesn't know. I am repealing 248.
So you want to. You want to say where we're at? You have a second, Mr. Mensch. If you can ask them to call.
This is what happens when you play with fire. 248.
I'm very aggravated that Mr. Mehta won't be speaking for the town anymore. He's not an elected official.
Yeah.
You have a second?
Let's have a vote.
Take the vote. Congratulations, Ramon. You just destroyed the town.
We'll take the vote.
I'll give you one opportunity to repeal your actions. One opportunity.
That sounds this like is a it.
Take a vote.
Take a vote. Take a vote.
Just don't do it and work it out.
A second.
Don't do it and work it out.
David DeGregorio
seconded it. I just need to understand what is the
final opportunity, Ramon.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're doing.
We're in a vote. You called.
You're already being vindictive, Tim. But what is the?
You have a vote.
I just want
to vindiction. It's a matter of
Miss Borchers, please read in.
We can fight about this.
Hold on, Councilman Park.
You just destroyed the town.
Miss Borchers, read in the record.
Councilman Park.
Miss Borchers.
Yes.
Work it out.
Read into the record what 248 and 250 or whatever he's dissolving.
With due respect, Mayor, we're in the middle of a vote.
No, but we need to understand what is being repealed. So I'm
asking.
That's
right. We understand the payments to Cadwalader. So we are in a vote.
Okay, so the payments to Cadwalader, what else is being repealed?
Everything.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's just like any other resolution that we're not aware about. We're ready to vote on.
What is being repealed? Council.
I was just. It's the Cadwalader bill for $55,000, the $55,000 one.
Okay.
And what Mr. Pedrugas mentioned tonight.
Thank you.
I do not know what 250 is. I'll have to look at the resolution.
Which one did Mr. Pedrugas mention tonight? What are you referring to?
To resolution 248 and resolution 250.
What was 250? Hold on.
Let me just check.
Councilman Katrubas, can you tell us,
the authorization of the scope of work for Stone and Manganini, which was originally done on December 28th.
There you go. There's a motion and a second and a vote.
Let's take the vote.
I'm not having anything, any part to do with the Mayor Kranjak show if you're going to continue like this.
Councilman Park? Councilman.
Yep.
I already said yes.
Okay. Councilman Farrow?
No.
Councilman DeGregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Aye.
Council President Katrubas?
Yes.
Mr. Mayor, may I please be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I have, and I'm willing to share with you from our attorney, with my request from over 8 weeks ago, that there was 200 emails, more than 200 emails between you and Cadwalader. And all I'm asking, sir, with all due respect, I'm not saying you're our secretary, but as common decency, as the leader of this town, I would think that as when you get a bill, knowingly get a bill from any attorney, and you know you're the only one that gets it, I don't think it's too far-fetched or it's too wild of a request that all you do is forward it to the council members. I know you don't want to do that, but that's my request.
No, that's a bad practice. I'll tell you why. If you ever ran, if you ever ran a business,
can I finish?
No, it's a bad precedent. I get information. I send it to the clerk.
Can I
send it to the clerk?
Okay, and all I'm asking, sir. And all I'm asking, sir, I know that you
won't. I won't do it. I'm not your secretary. I will send it to the administrator.
Thank you for your understanding.
If you choose to send it to
you, thank you for running the borough the way you run it.
Mr. Mayor, may I be recognized just for a moment?
Let me just respond to that. If I get anything of import, I forward it to the clerk or to the borough administrator. What they do, if they're at work, if they're not at work, what they do with it is for them to decide. I am not the borough administrator, and I am not the clerk. I am not the borough attorney.
No, but you're our mayor. You're our mayor.
Right. And we pay people salaries to do their jobs. And I send them documents. If they don't send it to you, Glenn, you should not be yelling at me about
it. No, I'm not yelling at you, sir.
You should be talking to them about it.
I'm asking you quite respectfully. That when you send it to the,
I don't work for you.
Of course you
won't. I work for the town.
That's my whole point. So thank you very much for showing the public your true colors.
Yeah, I work for the town. I don't work for you. I don't tie your shoes in the morning, and I don't make you read, and I can't read to you, Glenn. As much as I'd like to, I don't have time for that. I send everything to get this straight, guys. I receive documents. I send them to the borough administrator or the borough clerk. I don't send them. to the DPW department, and I don't send them to you. I send them up the chain or down the chain, however you want to look at it, to distribute.
With all due respect, Mayor, we're at the top of the chain. So no, if you send it up the chain, you should send it up the chain to the council.
Administratively, you're not. I'm told every day that Ms. Chin is in charge of everything. I'm told every day by her and by everyone else. So I send it to her. If she doesn't send it to you guys, that's for you. But there's a lot of bills that you don't get. But this one in particular,
no, I don't care about them. I only care about the ones that we overspend by $1 million.
May I be recognized, please? I would just like to make a very short statement. Okay. I assume I can be recognized. So
yeah, go ahead.
I would just find it's curious to me that when a law firm bills a municipality, shouldn't that bill, or I should say, is it the normal practice for that bill to go to the municipality and not to any one individual? I find it curious that—
That's how it should be.
Well,
and if you want, you should have a board resolution, council resolution, saying that all the vendors are to provide invoices to all of you, to one of you. I don't care.
No.
Or to the administrator. But clean it up yourselves. I'm not your secretary.
To the borough.
Okay, I make a motion that all of our legal, every vendor that we have only provides their bill to the finance office.
That's fine. That's fine.
I need a second. Make a second.
Make a second and then have a vote. There you go. That's fine.
Call for discussion and then call a vote.
I think you already discussed it. So why don't you have, if you want to have more discussion, that's fine.
No, but proper procedure is motion, second, discussion. There'll be none. Already go through the motions anyway.
All right, let's have discussion. Anybody want to discuss that?
Call a vote.
All right, let's have a
second
vote.
To that, Mr. Katubis.
De Gregorio.
De Gregorio. Okay.
Believe me, I don't want to be receiving these things.
Then you should tell them not to send them to you.
It comes from their accounting department, right? And for whatever reason, they have my name.
200 emails, you could let them know not to send them to you.
I've told them to send them to the finance department.
You're not their secretary either, so I understand.
No, I'm not actually. You know what? I have enough jobs and I do a good job at everything.
And none of them.
Except for you, you're never happy, right?
Because can we please have a vote?
Like human beings.
Yes.
Can we please
Councilman
have a vote?
Councilman Park?
Yes.
Councilman Farrow?
What are we voting on?
Voting that all the bills come to the finance department and not the mayor.
Do you want to send them to Karen Geiger also, or should we just send them to the finance department?
If you'd like to add that, you could put your name on it. That's fine. If that's what you wish, instead of just being the chronic petulant person that you are.
Is the bill to come into the finance?
Yeah, because the bills are only going to the mayor.
That's not true. There's only one firm that does that. You know, everybody else sends them to the finance department.
Well, I took your recommendation to say everybody, so I took your recommendation.
I'm fine with everybody, but saying right now the problem has only been.
So, Councilman Farrell, that was the answer. That's what we're voting on.
Well, all right. I'd like to know which.
Okay, there is no problem with that. Yes.
Okay.
Do you vote yes?
Yes.
Councilman Di Gregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Absolutely.
Council President Katubis. Council President Katubis.
Yes.
The mayor passes.
Okay. What I also want to say is that the votes for the motion that Mr. Katubis just had repealing everything. Just for the record, Luciano and Di Gregorio voted on those, and they clearly have a conflict. Even in local democratic way of looking at things, you guys were conflicted and you voted.
Okay, thank you for pointing that out. I'd like to make a motion to revoke the Stone and Manganini from our representation as well. And Mr. Mensch, can you please advise Cadwallader that they are to send their bills to our finance department and not to the mayor, please, since our vote was just taken?
I will advise all the law firms that are doing work with the borough to make sure that they send their bills to finance.
Mr. Mensch, you're familiar with the litigation that Mr. Di Gregorio and Luciano started. Did they have a conflict on the vote that Mr. Katubis just moved?
Not that I see, Mayor.
You don't think so? Is that just more bad advice from you, or is that just you not knowing?
Name calling all the time, Mayor.
They made a motion. They made a lawsuit based off of various issues there. And I don't think that there's a conflict with them voting consistent with their position in that lawsuit.
There's a motion on the floor. Would you like to repeat it?
I made a motion to revoke the hiring and the continuation of Stone and Manganini as any representation of the borough of Angler Cliffs.
I second it.
Motion in a second. Can we please have a roll call?
I think we have discussion first, don't we?
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The band all plays.
Okay.
Councilman Park?
Try to be an adult. Let's have a roll call. This is to terminate Stone and Manganini. Now, this is the one that we,
we don't need to hear you. That's the vote. We're in a vote.
What? How was that vote?
That's
Councilman Park?
Well, I didn't hear what Mr.
Park said.
Abstain.
Councilman Farrow?
No.
Councilman DiGregorio?
Yes.
Councilman Luciano?
Aye.
Councilman Katrubis?
I'm abstaining.
I think that's 2-1. Bye-bye, Mr. Stone and Manganini. Mr. Mensch, can you please advise Stone and Manganini to turn all their files over to you, that they're no longer our counsel?
This is what happens when you don't think things through, Mario. This is what happens.
But that you can't do the right thing? You never do the right thing.
Well, I know what the right thing is. You do.
I don't know Stone and Manganini. The first thing you did when you got elected is you asked Mr. Mehta to take over for you as a shadow councilman, which is wrong. Do your job. Okay. You want this litigation to continue, but now you're abstaining because you're vindictive. You are vindictive with the borough administrator. You've been vindictive with the borough vacancy.
Oh my goodness!
You're just a vindictive.
Councilman Katrubis, see, this is spiraling, and so I'm gonna continue with what you asked. Where are we at now? So I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second. Let's adjourn the meeting.
Discussion. Hearing none. Please call a roll call.
Actually, you need a second to adjourn.
Well, you had one, Councilman DiGregorio. I know you.
Okay. All in favor.
We can't make you listen.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? No. Thank you, everyone. By the way, none of your councilmen wished you a happy new year this evening. I just want to note that for the record.
No, the only one that did was me. Happy, healthy new year. Before you said anything there, Chuckles. Good night. Mr. Mensch, I'd like to say to you and Ms. Borchers, excellent job. No matter what the public says, you guys have been A1 to Englewood Cliff. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.